century ago, to hike to the Klondike Goldfields via the Chilkoot Trail meant a grueling trek carrying a required 1 ton of supplies, enough to last a year. Soon, armchair hikers can breeze along the 33-mile trail virtually in a few minutes using Google Street View. Greta Mart from KHNS has more.
Those planning on hiking the Chilkoot Trail might start with this informational video produced by the National Park Service.
Welcome to Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park, home to the famous Chilkoot Trail.
Hiking the Chilkoot can be highly rewarding. However, unlike many hikes, taking on the Chilkoot means crossing an international border and hiking 33 miles of isolated, physically challenging, and potentially hazardous terrain.
But soon, there will be another way to experience it. For the first time, Google Street View is going off-road in Alaska. This month, two Parks Canada staff mapped the entire Chilkoot Trail. They used a backpack-mounted camera system called the Google Trekker. Parks Canada and Google agreed to partner a few years ago in creating virtual tours of many of Canada's national and regional parks. The first Canadian park to appear on Google Street View was Nova Scotia's Fortress of Louisbourg in 2013, and more than 100 wild Canadian places have been added since. Klondike National Park Superintendent Mike Trunnell says Parks Canada approached the National Park Service last fall to see if managers here were interested in joining a project to map the Chilkoot. The Alaska segment of the trail is managed by the NPS, and Parks Canada manages the Canadian side. The trail starts in Dyea and snakes up the Taya River to Crater Lake and the headwaters of the Yukon River at Lake Bennett, British Columbia.
If you can see it online, do you still need to come and do it?
Trunnell says the Park Service mulled over whether putting the trail online would result in more or fewer visitors coming to hike the real thing. Currently, between 2,500 and 3,000 people hike the entire trail each year.
You know, I think in the end it will end up being good publicity for the trail and a way for people to see what it's all about, what it looks like, and I think it will spur more interest in coming to hike the trail.
Parks Canada spokesperson Christine Akins says they wanted to create a virtual tour of the Chilkoot and other wild places so that people will better understand why these places are so special and encourage in-person visitation. Trunnell says mapping the Chilkoot with the heavy camera equipment was a challenge for the Parks Canada team. It was key to keep the camera level and correctly oriented, especially on the difficult Golden Stairs section. During the first week in August, the weather cooperated and the mapping hike was on. Trunnell says he's excited about the Street View mapping because it'll pave the way for a more detailed project in the works, an 1898 Street View version of the trail. Using archaeological data and historical photographs and maps,
we can potentially recreate what it would have looked like to travel over the trail in 1898 during the Gold Rush. And so that's something that I think would be really cool. And the doing the Google Street View of the 2015 view of the trail can help us with our ability to do that 1898 Google Street View idea.
Parks Canada says people can expect to see the trail on Google Maps in the coming months. In Haines, I'm Greta Mart.